Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless God for another wonderful day. We thank God for this new day. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless his name. Lift him up. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I give you glory. You are a wonderful Father. There is no one like you. You are God that never fail. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship him. Today is another beautiful day, the 18th day of the month of May, year 2021. I want you to appreciate the Lord for grace, for his mercy, for his protection. He has been there for us, guiding us, shielding us by his mercy. Begin to thank him. Begin to worship him. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Father. You are wonderful. You are great. You are mighty. You are superb. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. Amen. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This is the hour of prophetic decree. This program comes up every middle of the night, between 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I pray that God will use this program to promote your destiny. God will use this program to lift you up. God will use this program to open your spiritual eyes and will help you to get into the land of fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers we are going to pray now. And I want you to get ready. As we pray this prayer, God is going to work wonders. As we pray this prayer, heaven will begin to release blessing upon your life. Beloved, pray this prayer with the spirit of something must happen to me. With the spirit of I need a change by fire. Say, oh God, my Father, show me favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me favor, show me favor, show me favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me favor, show me favor in Jesus' name. Pray. There's somebody there, I decree into your life, may you receive the garment of favor. I speak to your life now. The frustration that has been trailing your destiny shall clear away from your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life. I command you to move forward to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this next prayer with power. Say, every curse working against my moving forward, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my moving forward, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my moving forward, break in Jesus' name we pray. I speak to that fellow, hear me very well. The power of darkness that is working against your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Any charm buried against you shall be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has submitted your picture for destruction, such one shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this next one very loud. Say, every satanic animal walking around in my ceiling, walking around in the roof, walking around in my room to destroy me. In the name of Jesus, every satanic animal walking around in my roof, walking around in my room, walking around in my apartment, walking around in my room, walking around in the ceiling, walking around in the roof to destroy you. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that every satanic animal that has been sent against you, every satanic animal that has been programmed against you, every satanic animal that has been instructed against you, that satanic animal shall scatter, shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this next one very well. Say, witchcraft oppression against my destiny, expire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft operation against my destiny, expire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft operation against my destiny, expire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft operation against my destiny, expire in Jesus' name. Pray. Every evil altar erected to suck my blood, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to suck my blood, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to suck my blood, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Occultic personality working against my star, in the name of Jesus. Occultic personality working against my star, in the name of Jesus. Occultic personality working against my star, in the name of Jesus. Occultic personality working against my star, In Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, I want you to know something, that God is by your side. This middle of the night is a powerful time. The hour we are praying now is the hour to pray things into manifestation. Open your mouth and say, oh God, my Father, put my photograph into the heart of those who help me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, put my photograph into the heart of those who help me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, put my photograph into the heart of those who help me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, put my photograph into the heart of those who help me in Jesus' name. Please say, any power consulting the moon to attack my dream life. In the name of Jesus, any power consulting the moon to attack my dream life. In the name of Jesus, any power consulting the moon to attack your dream life. In Jesus' name, beloved, when I call that prayer, you pray for yourself the way I'm praying. Just pray it militantly, pray it with aggression. Say, powers assigned to summon my spirit man into a cauldron. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to summon my spirit man into a cauldron. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to summon my spirit man into a cauldron. In Jesus' name, a cauldron is a pot. A cauldron is a witchcraft pot. A cauldron is a witchcraft instrument. You have to pray. Any power assigned to summon my spirit man into a cauldron. In the name of Jesus, any power assigned to summon my spirit man into a cauldron. In Jesus' name, say power that vow things will not change in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow things will not change in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow things will not change in my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. There's somebody that need to pray that prayer again 2 more times. Say powers that vow that things will not change in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow things will not change in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow things will not change in my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray the last time. Say powers that vow that things will not change in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow that things will not change in my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, a few days ago, I started opening your eyes to what we call the bondage of generational curses. The bondage of generational curses. The Bible says something very strong. The Bible says, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The word he there is referring to Jesus. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is under the tree. So that the blessing of Abraham can be our portion. That is what Jesus Christ has done. All these sacrifices, they are available. Our own is to appropriate this sacrifice and we get our blessing. Beloved, a curse is a terrible thing. And when there is a curse in a family line, it can be very, very dangerous. A curse is a dark hand collecting the blessing of a person spiritually. A curse is a dark shadow pursuing a person wherever he goes. A curse has a long leg to run and capture a person that has moved for a long time. A curse can send somebody back to square one. A curse is a terrible thing that you must not allow to stay in your life. Beloved, when a curse becomes generational, is another terrible thing. Any curse that is generational is a curse working in the bloodline. When we say a curse is generational, it's a curse operating in the family line. A generational curse is a curse in a family line. A generational curse is a curse that follow you into the world. As you are coming to the world, that kind of a curse follow you to the world. You can imagine when a curse has been pronounced in your family. You can imagine when a curse has been there before you were born. You can imagine when a curse has stayed in a family for 500 years or 1,000 years before you were born. You can imagine. And immediately you are born into that family, that curse follow you to this world. A curse, when the curse is generational, is a curse you wear as a garment as you enter into this world. No? It's the first garment you wear as you enter into the world because the curse is already there. So when we say a curse is generational, we are saying that curse is in that family line, running pattern in that family line. What do we mean by generational curses? Generational curses are curses operating in the blood. Generational curses are curses operating in the womb to bring a child out. You know, generational causes are causing that form a shadow over a child, and as that child is going to be born, is born with that shadow. Generational causes, they are the unknown vehicle that a baby bodied as it came into the world. Generational causes came into existence as you are also coming into this world. As we enter into the world, it came into existence in that life. That is the generational causes. And we must understand that. The wickedness practiced by our fathers has brought generational causes upon our life. The evil done by our parents has brought generational causes upon our life. The idolatry, worshipping of idol, has brought generational causes upon our life. The iniquity practiced by our ancestors, these has brought generational causes upon our life. The wickedness of your father, the evil acts of your father, this has brought generational causes upon our life. And the mystery is this. When there is a cause in the family line and someone is born into that family, that cause automatically captured him and begin to work against him right from a dayhood. You can imagine. So as it develops inside the pool of that cause. As it develops inside the pool of that wicked causes. As it develops under the canopy of that cause. As it develops with the shadow of that cause that is moving him around. And that is why oppression of generational causes can waste the life of people easily, can waste effort, can waste opportunity, can make things to be hard, can make things to be stubborn, can make life frustrating, can make a woman to remain completely barren. Generational causes, we always love to force evil pattern in the life of an unknown child. Hear me and hear me very well. Every generational cause that is working against your destiny, every generational cause that is working against your star, every generational cause that is making your effort to be useless, every generational cause that is wasting your opportunity, every generational cause that is sending helpers away from you, every generational cause that has made you barren, every generational cause that has destroyed the testimony of your destiny, every generational cause that has covered your glory, if your amen can roar a thunder, I command that generational cause to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I need to let you know that to break a generational cause, you must submit your life to Jesus. If you have not done that, begin to do that now. Tell the Lord to come into your heart. Tell the Lord to take control. He will forgive you and pardon you. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord forgive you. May the Lord pardon you, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every dark hand that follow me to this world, in the name of Jesus, every dark hand that follow me to this world, in the name of Jesus, every dark hand that follow me to this world, in the name of Jesus, every dark hand that follow me to this world, in the name of Jesus, every dark hand that follow me to this world, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil flow into my destiny, I cut you off. In the name of Jesus, evil flow into my destiny, I cut you off. In the name of Jesus, evil flow into my destiny, I cut you off. In the name of Jesus, evil flow into my destiny, I cut you off. In the name of Jesus, evil flow into my destiny, I cut you off. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every demonic property in my body be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every demonic property in my body be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' name, pray. Bring out a bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on it now. If you don't have, you get a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to this bottle of oil. In the name that is above all name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may this bottle of oil carry power. May the bottle of water carry fire. May the fire and the anointing of Holy Ghost enter into this oil. This oil becomes the yoke breaking oil. This oil become the oil of power. The water become the water of power. The blood of Jesus flow into this oil and into this water. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest and lay your hand there. Pray the same prayer. Say, every demonic property inside my body, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic property inside my body, I destroy you. I destroy you. I destroy you. I destroy you. In Jesus' name, pray. Lay your hand upon your stomach and anoint your stomach also. Say the same thing. Every demonic property inside my body, in the name of Jesus, every demonic property inside my body, die in the name of Jesus. Say die in the name of Jesus. Every demonic property inside my body, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Say the same thing. Every demonic property inside my body, die in the name of Jesus. Every demonic property inside my body, there. In Jesus' name, pray. Take that oil and anoint your waist and hold your waist with your two hands. Say, every demonic property inside my waist, there, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic property inside my waist, there, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic property inside my waist, there, in Jesus' name. Take the oil and anoint your forehead, yourself, your forehead. Rub it very well as if you are clearing something away. Say, every demonic mark on my forehead, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic mark on my forehead, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic mark on my forehead, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic mark on my forehead, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic mark on my forehead, be wiped off. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak into your life now that any curse that has reduced your destiny to zero, that curse shall be broken. Any curse that make things hard for you shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand and stretch forth your hand. Any curse working against your hand, working against your labor, break in Jesus' name. Anoint your two legs. Any curse working against your dominion, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse that is working against your dominion, break in Jesus' name. Pray. May the Lord lay his hand upon you. May the yoke of curses be broken. May you be free forever. I speak into your life that the God of fire shall answer you. God shall change your situation. The Lord shall turn your situation around for good in the name of Jesus Christ. This week, God shall connect you to destiny helper. This week, God shall promote your destiny. This week, you shall encounter God of favor. This week, God shall bless you with prosperity that you cannot imagine. This week, God will open his face over your life. This week, heaven shall open and pour you blessing. In the name of Jesus, every evil, every tragedy, every accident programmed to this week is not your portion. I command it to go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will have testimony. You are looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord will give you testimony. You are looking for a good job, the Lord will give you that blessing. You are looking for, you are expecting your document, the Lord will release into your hand. I command you to receive that testimony. Are you pregnant? You will deliver with ease in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have children that are stubborn? I command them right now to receive deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have property and people have been coming, they have not buy, they have been coming, they are not ready to buy? I speak to them now in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall come and buy in the name of Jesus Christ. Every embargo on that property, break in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. May the Lord remember you. May this week favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across with us, don't forget that I told you that you lay your mantle on your photograph, family photograph, and prophesy to you every day. Don't forget I said that. And I pray as you lay your hand upon it, the anointing of Holy Ghost shall fall upon that photograph, and that photograph shall be incubated with the blood of Jesus. Leave the mantle on it, and the Lord will do wonders. If you want to get across to me, just send information to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at MFM Festac Region, that is Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinla.